Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. It is Saturday morning. What a morning here in the Boston area. That means it's time for Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor, Saturday style. We got Razor from Rochester. That would be a good call-in, but he's zooming in. How's the ride up to Razor? All good, buddy? You got me good up there? No, not. Oh, he does. He's nodding. Okay, we're going to bring him in a second. All good. We got Razor from Rochester. He'll be our first one. Razor handling the hockey dad duties, as I'm sure many people are driving around right now listening here. We welcome you in again to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. The Boston Bruins have won 3 of their last 4 games. All of them at home, too. Today, they try to make it another one as they got another matinee. Who doesn't love a good matinee? 1 o'clock game today against the Carolina Hurricanes. That means 12 o'clock pre on Nesson. 1 o'clock faceoff. We'll bring you all the action. Carolina, good team. Gotten out of the gates a little bit, kind of middling, like a lot of the Eastern Conference as they face many injuries this year. But we'll talk about the Carolina Hurricanes a little bit later, but for now we're going to talk about the Boston Bruins. And speaking of injuries, they're going to have to deal with Elias Lindholm being out for a while, weeks, at least weeks, as he deals with an injury. We will have to see. Do we have Razor? Razor, are you all right? Razor, welcome in, my friend from Rochester. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm perfect. Up and at it here in Rochester, so glad this is working.
There we go. Technology wins again, partner.
It does.
It does.
My face looks like really big in this screen, so that's not a good start for a lot of people.
It's Big Razor. It's Big Razor if you're following us on Twitch, YouTube. How was the drive? Was it Razor in a Prius or something bigger?
Oh, yeah. It was just Evie and I in the Prius. It was a brutal drive, actually. I've done this drive a million times, right? Like a million times I've done it. And most of the time it's peaceful, relaxing. But if it rains and it's dark like it was on Thursday night, it felt like it took 10 hours.
Aye. That stinks.
Yeah. What we got here?
All right. You got. And how's the hockey been? How's the hockey been so far?
The girls played 2 good games. They blew the first game. They were up 2-1 with like 3 minutes left and lost 3-2. But then they rebounded yesterday night and got a win, and now we have a game this afternoon. So hopefully they continue to build.
Awesome. All right. Well, good luck to Evie and her teammates the rest of the weekend, and good luck to you surviving a hockey parents weekend as well.
Yeah. It's like all the dads here, so it's one of those.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've all been on a lot of those hockey trips. We know how those go sometimes. All right. Listen, Boston Bruins, the good, winning more 3-1 last 4. They've won at home, and And seeing at times better, like obviously better signs, good stuff. You know, whether it's Morgan Geeky, David Pastrnak, Jonas Corposalo, all great, right? I mean, we got a lot of stuff to get through. But, and I hate to start the show on a negative, but Elias Lindholm's injury gets bumped, hit hard, meaning a run-in by Jordan Greenway, 6'6" Jordan Greenway. In the game against the Buffalo Sabres at the center ice area, knee gets buckled on, hit on contact, and also looked like it could have buckled a bit when he fell down. Regardless of the, I mean, we know it's a lower body injury. You could see the knee get hit out at least weeks. Got to get, you know, going to get reevaluated, get the MRI yesterday, et cetera. How big of a loss? I think it's a pretty obvious question, but how, for a team that needs everybody, how big of a loss is it to lose a guy like Lindholm? Elias, that is. If your last name's Lindholm, Razor, You got to be careful with the Bruins with injuries.
Be very, very careful, and you're very, very important for the Boston Bruins. I mean, we touched on this a lot. It's one thing for this team, but if they get a massive injury on the back end, or they get a massive injury up the center ice position, it's really going to damage their depth. They just don't have a lot of it there. And sure enough, you get Hampus for 5 games, and now you get Elias and Weeks. Especially in this season, is 15 games, right? Like it's a match.
Potentially, 10, 12, yeah.
15% of the season automatically. And that's just before you get past the Weeks question. So it hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. The good news is, in one way, it's not in the middle of the 7-game losing streak that we saw, or 6-game losing streak. So now they're feeling better about themselves. They're winning a little bit. Husnadinov's done well, so you put him in that spot. It's obviously not a 80-game fix, but maybe you get 6-7 good games out of it and catch a little lightning in a bottle.
So the question that I guarantee if or when we get calls, and you know, I haven't even put the number out there. How's that for being a host that knows nothing? 617-779-7937 if you want to join us here live on the Saturday morning brew with Jaffe and Razor. Is some people say, why didn't they call somebody up? Why haven't they called up Matt Patra? Why haven't they called, and by the way, Providence is off to an awesome start down there, playing beautiful hockey. They got a good team. They got a deep team, good team. And instead, as you said, the plan is to move Ustadinov to the middle with David Pastrnak on that line. And, you know, why don't you call up somebody like that, a quote-unquote natural center, even though Ustadinov will say, I've played a lot of center. That's what I actually, that's what I do. So I made the opportunity to get to the NHL, so to speak. He's played mostly wing with the Bruins. But why do you think the Bruins chose not to call up somebody?
Well, it's for the same reason when in the middle of the losing streak you were talking about, well, should they call someone up now? And we talked about the plumbing of the salary cap and the business of the hockey side of it, where you don't call people up this early. You could go through the NHL transactions on a daily basis. Nobody is calling people up because it affects the salary cap so much down the line unless they absolutely, absolutely, absolutely have to. And then the number two point is the guys that are here are National Hockey League players for a reason. And the guys in Providence are in Providence to be American Hockey League players for one reason or another. That doesn't mean they won't become NHLers or we won't see them at some point this season. But right now, coming out of camp, Matty Patra is down there trying to get better. So when he does come back here, he's very, very effective. You don't want to bring a guy up at this point and just throw him in there. Matt Patra wasn't ready for first-line center minutes at the end of camp. He wasn't ready for them last season. He wasn't ready for them at the start of last season. So why is he ready for them all of a sudden now, just because you get an injury? So you have to progress through your organization, and everybody wants to talk about development and like get the young kids better. Well, they feel like they don't want to rush any of these young kids. Mason Lowry got rushed. They don't want to rush any of these young guys right now. They want them perfectly ripe when they bring them up and put them in a situation.
Yeah, and they already have a couple of players here. A John Beecher, right? You have Johnny Beecher, and you have Jeffrey Vial, who have both played games this season. Both can, well, Veacher can play center or wing. He is, at least based on practice yesterday, Razor, scheduled to start on the fourth line with Sean Corrales as the center there. So you have that as well. Your point about the salary cap is, I won't say it's obvious, but, you know, that's the most that's the thing that easily makes it easy. You already got two guys up here as well, yeah, so you don't have to make that. And, you know, and they'll see how it goes for probably a couple of games, maybe two games, and then if they have to make a move, and, you know, whether it is a Georgi Merkulov, who's got 10 points in seven games down in Providence, or a Matte Blumel, who's got 9 points. Patra has 6 assists in seven games. And I'm told, like, there's a litany of, by the way, I'm told that Patrick Brown's been their best player, right?
Yeah.
And that's great.
And if they brought him up, people would be like, why the young, like, why? Because he deserves it, because he's the best player down there.
Right.
And that's the other thing that's going to happen too, right, Bill? And you've been around these organizations a long time. This weekend, everybody's on edge down there because the microscope is much brighter and is very much on these guys this weekend.
Right.
Because Marco Sturm's saying, who's down there? Who's playing really well that we can bring up? Because the wheels are turning more now with Lindholm out. Just give it a few days.
So, again, if you haven't followed the Providence Bruins, and I get it, they've played seven games. They're undefeated. Riley Tufte, player that signed with the Bruins a year ago, he's actually leading them with 11 points. And as I said, Merkulov with 10, Patrick Brown with 10. You know, he's brought it. If you talk to people who watch and know that team, he's brought it game in, game out the best. The good news is that they're getting depth, and even young guys like Brett Harrison are putting up points. So the team's doing real well. The players are doing well. They're trying to let these guys marinate more down there and continue to get better because, let's face it, the Bruins need it. They need these guys. They need to create more depth. And I maybe if it doesn't work with the Hustinov opportunity up top, if it doesn't work with Johnny Beach or whatever, or anybody else, they'll call somebody else up. But for now, with the game again today at 1 o'clock against Carolina, they're going with the guys that they've had there. Just to touch on Elias Lindholm's importance, just some numbers, just to also give you, you know, some context. He's taken 228 faceoffs, which is fifth most in the NHL, tied for fifth most with the Penguins' Sidney Crosby. He's got the number two amount of faceoff wins overall in the NHL this year so far in this young season, 131 to be exact. The next closest, by the way, Bruin, as far as faceoffs taken, Frazier Minton. He's taken 139. We'll talk about him a little bit later. Mark Kastlik now becomes your top right shot faceoff guy. He's clicking at 60% on the season. So that, you know, hope you got that. You need both right and left, especially on the PK. And Lindholm hasn't killed as much this year. He's played a lot of power play, but he hasn't killed as much, which was interesting going over the numbers. And then Elias Lindholm, his importance, he's played 1742 average overall, which is fourth most on the Bruins as far as forwards go. So, you know, it's a big hole. Anybody who follows the Bruins regularly understands, as Razor said much earlier, a few minutes ago, that the depth is, you know, that's one of the issues for the team this year, the higher end depth and Lindholm. And it'll be missed on the power play where he's been. Yeah, that's where he's scoring his goals. I mean, I'd love to see him score more at even strength. He hasn't. But on the power play, he's been Mr. Tip in front of the net for the most part. And he's got his goals on that race. So it's a big hole to fill. You know, you hope that this is just weeks, but with these lower body knee injuries, you never know.
No. And until you get in there and really know, until we get an announcement, we won't really know. And just another point to today, like, today's a tough day for a new centerman in Hustinov. He's got his hands full with Stahl, Aho, Stankoven, Jarvis. Carolina's smoked up the middle.
Yeah, they are. And even though they've been, and by the way, Jarvis, you bring up his name, and I know we're going to talk Carolina later. I guess he's a game time decision, but man, has he been good this year. And he, last year really was his kind of, you know, coming out party, so to speak, with regard to playing at the Four Nations. He's been excellent. We got to see Taylor Hall, old Bruin, old friend Taylor Hall here today. But you bring up a guy like Jordan Stahl, who's, you know, just a beast of a man. I mean, he's like a cruise ship. You're like a freight, more like a freight ship. I mean, he's huge out there, and so that's a tough task for anybody. So that's a good point that even though they're hurting, so to speak, the Carolina Hurricanes, their centers are still pretty good, and it's going to be a tough task for anybody there. Speaking of tough, in the game, there was a lot of jabbering going between Zadorov and it looked like Janot and a few others with last game against the Buffalo Sabres, a game that the Bruins end up winning in the overtime on the Hustadinov goal. Nice shot in overtime. You know, and it comes out, and it was late second period, and it comes out that, you know, Zadorov wanted to go. Do we have this sound, Tom, on Nikita Zadorov? Let me play this real quick, Razor, and then we'll get you. This is Nikita Zadorov after the game.
I just thought if I have to fight after clean hits, you know, when I hit their top player, I give the guy a fight last year. I think that would be fair to give me a fight back for him. I know it's not intentional to hit him, but that's one of our best players. That's my brother, so I feel like that would be a fair trade-off, but I guess he didn't want it, so yeah.
He is Jordan Greenway, the player who ran into Elias Lindholm. Jordan Greenway last year challenged Nikita Zadorov to a fight. It was mid-March. I think it was March 17th, to be exact, when the Sabres were in town. And because Zadorov had hit Tage Thompson, Greenway felt it was maybe a second too late, half a second to second too late. Regardless, Zadorov fought him. Two big men, 6'6", each of them. In this case, Zadorov challenged Greenway, who was coming back, first game back from injury. He hadn't played yet this year. Zadorov didn't get the fight that he wanted. On Greenway or not on Greenway, Razor, from your opinion, to have to fight there?
No, that's a little bit on Greenway, just more so than any, like, I'm not a big clean hit, have to fight guy. And Nikita isn't either. He said as much, but every once in a while you do it on the backside. And Nikita, the fact that Nikita actually took a fight for the Buffalo Sabres after one of his clean hits last year and then doesn't reciprocate, that is on the player code a little bit. Now, the only caveat is Greenway was playing his first game of the season.
Yep.
And he had been injured and he had been out. And I don't know exactly what that injury was and why he was out, but if he can't fight, he can't fight. And there's probably, you know, maybe someone else steps up in that situation. But so there's some nuance to it. But if it was black and white, then yes, especially because of the history, someone should have stepped up there and someone probably will the next time they play.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, obviously talk back and forth, and it was animated as all heck. Our cameras caught it all. It was great stuff. And yeah, you know, they had one or two other guys that could have, I think, should have stepped up. And it wasn't like Zadorov just grabbed and threw it down and took the instigator. I mean, I understand some people maybe would want that, but you're in an early season game, and he probably didn't want to take the extra pims and get himself out for 17 minutes and everything. And therefore, I do think that, you know, they had two other players that could have dropped the gloves and done something there. But in particular, it was Zadorov against Greenway. He felt this is exactly what he felt happened last year. He felt clean hit. You guys didn't like it. Well, he's saying, look, I didn't like this run-in. Whether you meant it or not, here you go. Let's get it over with and let's do it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next time. Nikita Zadorov never hesitating to speak his mind, and so we appreciate that. All right, coming up, talking to speaking his mind, we got producer Tom in today for Dave, and he's going to bring you what's trending now. After the break, though, we've got a couple of phone calls that we'll take. Razor, we got a ton of stuff to talk to. Like I said, we'll get into Frazier Minton. Been real good the last couple of games. We got a lot of stuff to get to. He's still here. This is a Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. And again, here is Tom with what's trending now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics handed the 76ers their first loss last night in a thrilling 109-108 victory in which the Celtics scored 1 point in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the game. They take on the Houston Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are looking to win two in a row as they take on the Hurricanes today. Puck drop is at 1, still waiting for the announcement who's in between the pipes today. The Patriots are set for their Week 9 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Falcons with a toe injury. And Boston College looks to end their 7-game losing streak today. They take on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on WEEI. And the best two words in all of sports, Game 7. The Dodgers managed to extend the series last night against the Blue Jays with a 3-1 win, forcing a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on WEEI. Coverage starts at 7, directly following the Boston College football game. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back in. Yeah, it's Saturday morning. People are driving around. What a gorgeous day in this area. It is just enough chill in the air. And the hockey parents are out. The hockey kids are out heading to their games. Soccer games probably too. But and any other sport or activity you're doing. Hope you're having a great morning. And it's going to be a great hockey day here in the Boston area. Bruins again. 1 o'clock game against Carolina. 12 o'clock pregame on Nesson. Razors in Rochester. So it's me and Barry and Soph today and Adam ringside and then Judd and Brick in the booth. That game, the game starts at 1. And then Razor, we got not one but two college hockey games after that as well. We've got Lowell and Providence College happening after that. That game I'm working on Nesson as well. And then there's another game after. So it's a full day of hockey everywhere. Gotta love it. That's what makes this area so awesome. 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to join. Let's talk about goalies, Razor, because that's what people really love to talk about, and understandably so. I get it, partner, because I love to hear your take on things too. Before I get to you, Marco Sturm was asked about his goaltending situation for today. And this is what he had to say.
So right now, Korpisalo is still the goal.
Again, I didn't talk to Bob yet. The nice part, and I mentioned it yesterday, the nice part about our goalies, we have two really good ones. And they've been both really good. Corpy has been outstanding too. And Sway was really good before that too. So we'll see.
Okay. We'll see. So it's morning, hence the name Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor. We don't know yet who's in net. Do you know who's in net today, Razor? You guys, goalies, you guys have this goalie union telepathic type thing. You got any idea?
Yeah, I don't. I guess it comes, for me, it comes down to two things. It'll come down to, do they want Korpisalo to play against the Islanders, who he just beat 2 days ago, again next Tuesday, or are they going to want to flip that and not have the book on him? So you could, because they're not going to go 4 in a row with one guy. They're just, I don't think that was their plan.
Hold on one sec. So you think that that's the biggest deal about it, or is it more about playing Jonas 3 and not playing Jeremy 3, you know, in a row? That's not a bigger deal, or is that at least equally as important?
No, it could be. It could be. I think 3's the max, though. So we're saying the same thing. You and I are saying the same thing. I think 3's the max that anyone's going to play in a row. So you're sitting on this third game here this afternoon, mm-hmm. saying, you know, what do we want to do on Tuesday as well? It becomes part of the issue of mapping out next week a little bit with this one. So I don't know. I'm kind of in between on this. Typically, I would say go back to Korpisalo today,
right,
and then start the new week. They're like, this is the end. It's an afternoon game. Let them stay hot. But again, they could want him playing against the Islanders, where he played so well against them the other day, again next week.
People are going to say, oh, there's potentially a goalie controversy. Take me into the head of a goalie, which is always a scary proposition.
Yeah,
you're one of the sanest goaltenders that I've ever met. And I say that, actually, I'm trying to be a bit of a smartass, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm being serious. You are. You're sane as far as, at least you are now. I don't know what you are like when you were playing, except knowing you from a broadcaster perspective. And I don't know if we really ever talked that much, quite honestly.
No.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
If we did, you probably would never have worked with me post, you know, retirement. Regardless, so it's better that we didn't. But take me into the head of a goalie that is expecting to be the guy and then doesn't for a bit. How does that sit?
Well, it's... you know, deep down, it's frustrating because you're a competitor and you are competing against your partner. That's reality. That's reality. There's one net. And that's been the reality your whole life as a goaltender. You're always deep down. But again, it's the NHL. That's a condensed schedule. You know, I think we've missed this by a game. We thought Korpisalo was going to get at least 5 starts this month, no matter what. Even if he played poorly, he was going to get 5. So it's 7-6 split right now. And that is just going to continue. Marco Sturm's has been pretty adamant about that. And then with the play of both guys, everyone, you know, they've kind of been the same guy. So there's no reason not to play both of them. And again, that just, again, lends itself to, if you don't want guys sitting more than a week, and that'll be the case. If Jeremy doesn't play today, then it's 8 days, and that is the absolute max that, right, I think that they would want to go.
Yeah. You know, people are going to look at it and say, well, Korpi's winning, right? Korpisalo's winning, and keep him in, and I get it. I do. On the other hand, we've said all along, since the first Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor preview show this year, that we knew that Jonas was going to play more. Exactly how much more, we didn't know. We thought, I think we both agreed on about 32 games, right? Yeah. Seemed like the good number, but maybe it'll end up being more. Who knows? Given the amount of game. By the way, today starts another 4-6. I mean, it's fast and furious. The Bruins have played 13 games so far, folks. That's more than anybody in the National Hockey League. So while teams have played a lot and everybody's saying, man, these are a lot of games, the Bruins have literally played more than everybody to this point. Let's take one call here, because Maria's been waiting since 7:59. She didn't even wait till 8. Waiting to 7:59 to get in. So we'll take Maria right now to welcome into Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor.
Good morning, gentlemen. Razor, I've done that drive from Maine to Rochester in the past. God bless you. I don't miss it. But good luck to your daughter's team today. So I'm gonna reformulate my question because you did talk about the goalie. So I would like to ask each of you, you're both Marco Sturm, who would you play in net today, given the fact that the team has won two games in a row? Marco has talked more than once recently about buying in and having everybody on board. Who would you put in net, and do you think that Mason Morai draws back into the lineup today?
Razor?
I would be surprised if he does anything with the back end.
I'd agree.
That's where you really don't want to change the lineup, and you only do so really as injury, I think, for a head coaching perspective. So I think Mason sits one more game and then again gets a reset, gets a full week off, reset next week.
Yeah, I'm with you, partner. I think that, and I want to say it's an easy decision, meaning like, oh, we don't, it's a, hey, Jonathan Asperos played fine. He's done his part. The Bruins have won. It's, you know, player skater position decisions are very different than goaltending positions. And this is about right now continuing to watch and learn. And as you said, reset. That's just what it's about right now for Mason. This is not punishment. This is purpose. This is purpose to it. Hey, you know, the guys are winning. They're not making, you know, they're not making egregious mistakes that are requiring somebody to be taken out of the lineup. And that's what we're going to stick with for now. And we're going to have you keep watching.
Yeah, and Marco Sturm hasn't changed his lineup after a win. We know the three games in a row to start the season, that the lineup stayed the same, and then he changed. So after a loss, so I don't see, it seems like he's a coach who's going to stick to it. I would be that way if I was a coach. Winning rosters stick. So again, it'll be on Mason to be really good when he gets back in there.
Speaking of been really good lately, Morgan Geeky. He's been real good lately. Did you know, my friend? I mean, I know you know this. 7 goals in the last 6 games. But did you know that he has recorded the hardest shot for a goal so far this year in the NHL? The one timer versus the Islanders, almost 96 miles an hour. He had a harder shot on net. If I remember correctly, my buddy told me it was from distance, though. It was like from 40 to 50 feet that actually almost, I think it hit 100 miles an hour. But the one that he scored recently on goal, almost 96 miles an hour. What a shot that was. The puck was just on its side a little bit when he made contact with it, which made for even more movement on the shot. And from a goalie's perspective, you can, I'm assuming it's like being a catcher. I was a catcher for, you know, like catching a ball that's, you know, not a knuckler because that's slower, but that's still hard to catch. But one of those split the fastballs that, you know, the guys are moving, and split finger fastball, and to try and pick it up off the stick is that much harder when the puck is just on its side a little bit when he makes a one time contact with it.
No question. But that's a la Alex Ovechkin. Every time you hit the puck, whether it was on edge or not, it did that. It's like Mariano Rivera's slider or Tim Wakefield's 100 knuckleball, but it's going 98 miles an hour.
Right.
Good luck trying to get a hold of that. He's one of the guys, and I think we both agreed over the summer that there, you know, there could be a drop off, especially did not think there was going to be, this was going to go to 10 goals because of the reason that he can beat goalies with his shot.
Yes.
So the fact that he can shoot it like that, the fact that he can beat goalies from distance in the National League straight on, that lends itself to not much of a drop off or to be able to continue to go. And, you know, he fought it a little bit at the start, but he's in the groove again now. And you just see it with that stat you just threw out there. You watch him shoot. He scores. He just scores. And I mean, again, what a great, again, you just talk about like developing and bringing people up, like what a great job by the Bruins to evaluate this guy. And they get this guy in for essentially nothing. And now he's leading the NHL in goals, and it's all put together in a good spot. So great on Morgan Geeky, because a year ago he was in a bad place, and now he's scored the most goals since. And it just, the numbers are starting to really add up for him. It's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. You know, we've talked numerous times about how, you know, he's very cerebral, how very, you know, when you get in a conversation with him, he can tell how thoughtful he is. I think sometimes that can be harder, though, for a guy like that, that you can overthink things. You can work yourself into a mental frenzy. You know, take it from a guy who can do it speaking from personal experience. You know, like you can put yourself into a real crappy place by overthinking. But he's just, you know what he is? He's also just a worker. And look, I'm not talking just working on his one-timer, which I know we talked about earlier in the year, but he's just a worker. He'll tweak things. He'll try different things. You know, he was telling me there were times, I don't even know if he's still doing it, last year, because he needs this sense of urgency, that he would come into a locker room in between periods. He would take all of his gear off, everything, and then he would rush to get dressed again at the end, like to have that urgency right before he got onto the ice, because that's the feeling that he needed. You know, that was the vibe that he needed. So he just, you know, he's a guy who's willing to try different stuff to make it work, and it's working, and good for him, because there's also, you know, we talked at length about dealing with the new contract, whether it was Jeremy Swayman that we talked about last year signing the big ticket. Well, he, Geeky is the guy that signed the big ticket for the Bruins this past summer, and he comes in and he's handling it so far. And so there's something to be said for that coming through in under pressure. So far, so good. Long way to go this year, but with those seven goals in the last six games. And, you know, he becomes a much more, as we already knew, but a viable option on the power play. In theory, it should only help the Bruins now have Pastrnak continue to move around more, so they're not looking predictably for the one-timer. You can leave Geeky to that side. You can move David to the strong side flank. A lot of different things now you can hopefully do in that regard. And because Geeks has been going and hammering it, I mean, those are heavy shots, that speed that he's reached. That's only awesome stuff. Speaking of awesome stuff, too, Frazier Minton, Razor. You know, the young guy hit a bit of a lull. He started the year in the first three games averaging about 15 minutes or a little over that. Then the next eight, it was about 12:50. I went through this last night. Because wanted to see, you know, we heard Marco talk about it. We talked about it where we saw the bit of that. All right, here I go. I'm ready to go, coach. And then there was that lull. Team also went into the dumpster for some games. But he wasn't in the dumpster so much as it was just like, okay, it's not the same as the first few. And you could tell that youthful, blissful energy was so high. But in the last three now, he's averaging just under 16 minutes, 15:49 to be exact. He's got a goal and two assists in that time. His faceoffs continue to be good, 50% plus. He's getting more hits. He had four hits each against Ottawa and the Islanders. And his usage, he continues to get prime time on the PK. Last game, he had a real good play against Buffalo. Coming back on the back check, I forget who he stripped the puck from, but he got into a great battle, stick on ice, showed some excellent strength for a young kid, got the puck up, transitioned it up the ice. I know we're just talking not even a quarter of the season, but, you know, legit NHLer in my eyes right now. Doesn't mean there isn't going to be hard times coming up. He could get real tired at game 50 to 55, right? We've seen it before. But this kid has taken a viable role for this team and made it his so far.
Absolutely. Great player. Great trade, recognizing, and certainly might even have a little bit of a higher ceiling than I thought, offensively as well. And it's going to be tough at different times. That trip that he went on where the lull came, where he had to play against Vegas, Colorado, and Utah on the road, that's eye-opening for him. That's big boy. That's another level of facing off against centermen. So when he's gone back home, he's been able to get good matchups. Marco Sturm's done a great job managing those matchups. So give him a lot of credit to put the kid in the right spot at the different time, moving Geeky down to get him going a little bit. And so he's done a really nice job in his first full National Hockey League month. Another great test today. We already talked about Carolina and what kind of team they are. So it'll be great to see him. I think the big game for me was the Ottawa one, where the team was bad. Everybody was bad, but he was the one moving his feet the whole time. He was by far the best player on the ice for the Boston Bruins in that game, and I think that's really encouraging for all people watching Bruins.
Yeah, you know, he's a real good skater, and you know, that sounds like a, you know, well, you got to be a great skater to get, you know, to get to the NHL. You know what I mean? I mean he's got a good stride. He's got good mobility. His stick position is excellent. We showed a highlight the other night, one of the on his pack, where, you know, everywhere he went on the ice, stick on the ice in the D zone, real good in that regard. And the difference between 2 inches off the ice and on the ice, significant. So the mentality is there. The physical, you know, ability is there. He's only going to get stronger. He hasn't, you know, he hasn't hit that vortex of, you know, physical, you know, prime, yeah, they call it, what, 18 to 21 or whatever it is, 22, 23, but he's going to get so much stronger at 24 through 27, fill out. So it's all, in theory, very positive with Fraser Minton. All right, coming up after this last break, Razor, we're going to talk a little bit more about whether it's Murat Husnadinov or the team taking too many penalties as well, but we'll also preview the week ahead. The Bruins are going to be busy again this week, starting with today against Carolina. You're listening to Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On EEI. All right, Razor. Last segment here before you get to go back to the rink. See how Evie and the girls do today. Hopefully up in Roch, they do great. They get themselves into the playoff format. The Bruins taking on the Carolina Hurricanes today, 12 o'clock pregame on Nesson, 1 o'clock faceoff. Carolina comes in 7-3-0. No, a lot of injuries. No Slavin, no Gostisbehere. Jarvis, game time decision. He's been hurt for a while. Or not for a while, for last game. And it's going to be determined if he can play or not. There's been some others too, but still a very, very good team. And when they get everybody back and healthy, they fly around the ice. They play aggressive hockey. Shot quantity from everywhere, and they like to play man-to-man defense in their own zone. The Bruins only play man-to-man at certain times in their own zone. We've talked about that. The system seemed a bit more structured the last couple of games, and now, you know, like, can they really get it? Can it become second nature? Only time will tell on that. Razor, real quick, Murat Husnadinov, 23 years old, first goal of the season the other night. Overtime, beautiful. Big smile on the kid's face. Great to see. Your expectations with him as the number one center between Morgan Geekie and David Pastrnak?
Well, my expectation is to continue what he's been doing on the wing with David. David's driving that line. That's I guess at the end of the day, it's yes, he's the centerman on the first line, but that's David's line, and he's driving it from the wing. One of the few guys that do that, but that's how it works. So for Husnadinov, it's just continue to play how you're playing, what you're doing. You know, try and work on. You know, I'm sure he worked on faceoffs yesterday, and has gone through video, and if they can get the puck and win a few face-offs there at that center ice position, then beyond that, play your game and get up and down the ice and use your energy to go get the puck for your team line mates who like to shoot the puck.
And don't be surprised if Morgan Geekie, being a right shot, takes a lot on his strong side. So I can see them splitting the face-off duties, and understandably so. That's part of it. Razor, if I had told you to begin the season that 12, 13 games in, that your top three teams in the Atlantic would be Montreal, then Detroit, then Ottawa, would you believe me? And that's based on points. It's the same thing actually based on winning percentage too. Would you have said, yeah, I get those three teams?
No, definitely not that combination of those three teams. I like Ottawa having a big regular season. I've been on them the whole time. I was actually more hesitant about Montreal than Detroit. I just thought they got lucky at the end of last season with how many games they won. So I've been proven wrong there so far. And yeah, the Atlantic's been turned upside down. And as there's a few teams struggling. Toronto's in a big world of hurt right now out of the gate already. And you know, so there, yeah, it's the all of that being said, the Eastern Conference is one game under 500 is last place. So Everybody is certainly still in it.
You mentioned the Toronto Maple Leafs. Good segue into the week ahead. The Bruins get to see the Leafs not once but twice. Not in the week. It's more like 9 days. But next Saturday in T.O. Now, Toronto's pretty good at home so far, 5-2-1. But away from home, they can't win. They got throttled the other night in Columbus. Everybody's, you know, we say this every year too, especially every teams are going to have the highs and lows, but because the games are coming fast and furiously early on this season with the condensed schedule, it's even more of a split mentality or a split personality, I think, for a lot of teams. But, you know, Columbus, what was it, 6-1, 6-2, I think, they beat Toronto the other night. Bruins are going to see them on Saturday, though, but again, this stretch starting this afternoon sees the Bruins play this afternoon against Carolina. Then they do have 2 days off, which will feel like a week off, like a holiday, right?
Exactly.
They play at the, you know, at the New York Islanders, and you don't say at New York Islanders, you say on the island. That's what you do. And then they come back home to face the Ottawa Senators, which they're a good team, and they love open hockey. And if the Bruins play the same way they did the other night in Ottawa, it's going to be another long night. I don't care where they play them, so they got to rectify that. Hopefully they have. And then they have back-to-back with Toronto on Saturday in Toronto, and then another 2 days off, and they play at home. I mean, again, it's crazy, but that's the week ahead. And there's no looking past, literally, cliche 101. You face the game in front of you. That's what you have to do this season especially. But especially for the Boston Bruins because – and Marco said it the other night, post-game, asked about, you feel like your team is turning a corner. And he said, no, and he doesn't want to use that term. They're not an elite team, and it's pretty obvious they're not. I go back to what we and just about everybody else has talked about. We've talked about it on here. We've talked about it on Nesson. This is a grind fest, this team. That is what it's going to be, and you're going to get moments of greatness from a couple of guys with regard to the higher skill, and then the rest is going to be about puck position, puck retrieval, winning battles, which they didn't do enough of during that seven-game stretch of six-game stretch of losing. But that's what it's going to be. So the game at hand today is the Carolina Hurricanes, who have been they've been good. They haven't been great. I mean, 7-3 is not a bad record, but they even think they could be that they could be better. But it's a testament, Razor, to their depth that they have, given that the injuries they have been pretty significant. But this test today for the Bruins, Carolina has been tough against them the last couple of years. The speed and the aggressive mindset of Carolina has been tough for the Bruins to deal with.
they're relentless. They're relentless. And then just again, just going back to the schedule part, like Carolina hasn't had any back-to-backs in their 10 games. And the Bruins have three back-to-backs at this point already in the season. Just goes to like some of the team's schedules have been very, very front-loaded. No, they do. They're as good as it gets in the regular season. And the way Rod has this team, the shape that they're in, their ability to go 60 minutes and be aggressive all over the ice, it's really going to test the Bruins' defensive zone when they get the puck. Because Carolina is as good as any team in the National League getting pucks back, whether it's off of shots, whether it's off of board play, where they have second effort like no other team. And that's where the Bruins are really going to have a great job in their defensive zone with their new zone man on man. But it's when they get the puck, they're going to have to make the right decision very quickly because Carolina will be all over them.
All right, Carolina is 2-3 in their previous five games coming into this one. Two of their three losses have come at the hands or the skates and sticks of the Vegas Golden Knights, another good team. They've had wins over the Isles and Colorado recently, a shootout win over Colorado. Surprisingly, this team has had kind of issues with their power play and their PK. They've given up six power play goals in their last six, just one power play goal, four in their last six games as well. But the Bruins are 3-1 in their last four games. And again, playing better at the Garden. The Garden has had some obviously good energy. When you win, you have some fun stuff. Brings people out of their seats, and that's a lot of good stuff. Razor, I don't know what time the girls are on the ice today, but it's time for you to get going, get ready to go, and get back at it. And again, good luck to Evie and her teammates in Rochester. Good luck to you. Hang in there, buddy.
I'll need it.
All right?
I'll need it for sure.
You're going to need it. All right.
Yeah, good luck for you today. It's a big hockey day for you.
It's a big hockey day. We're going to start with the Bruins. 12 o'clock pre again on Ness and Faceoff at 1 o'clock. And then after that, we got college hockey. So if you're a college hockey fan, Hockey East, both at 5 o'clock. You got Lowell and Providence. And then later after that, BU, Maine. It's hockey all the time this day. That makes this region so great. Tom, thank you very much for producing. We appreciate all your help today. This has been Saturday Morning Brew with Jaffe and Razor here on EEI.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.